from inside the bunker of the MTD Radio Studios. I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. On Wednesday, during her pretrial detention hearing in 5th Judicial Court in Lovington, 18-year-old Alexis Avila of Hobbs pleaded not guilty to charges of attempted first-degree murder or, alternatively, abuse of a child. Avila is accused of tossing her hours-old son into a dumpster behind the Broadmoor Mall in Hobbs on January 7th. And after almost 2.5 hours of testimony, District Judge G.W. Shoebridge ordered house arrest for Avila, pending trial. Shoebridge told Avila that her actions were repulsive and horrific. However,
the focus today is not on guilt or innocence. That day will come.
District Attorney Diana Luce presented a very compelling case as to why Avila should be locked up pending trial. She presented witness accounts about the discovery of the baby to his ice-cold condition when he was rescued, to the most riveting piece of evidence, the camera surveillance of the act, showing a woman tossing a plastic garbage bag into a dumpster and leaving. At the time, no one knew there was a live baby inside that trash bag. Almost immediately after Shoebridge's conclusion, a protest group waiting outside the courthouse made it known how they felt.
No justice!
No peace!
No justice!
No peace!
Protest leader Kimberly Fields expressed,
I'm saddened. I'm outraged. I think the judge needs to be called out. We will be going on every site. I understand. I worked in legal 20 years. I understand that he has to go by the laws.
As part of the house arrest order, Avila is required to wear an ankle monitor, and her movements will be restricted to school, her job, and also counseling, among other factors. If Avila violates any of the judge's house arrest order, she will be thrown in jail pending trial. The Carlsbad Municipal School District let it be known to the state's public education department that they are not in favor of the controversial topics from its proposed social studies curriculum. The district sent a letter to the PED asking them to reconsider the inclusion of police brutality, gun violence, and systematic oppression from the state's proposed curriculum. The mayoral race in Roswell is heating up. Candidate Guy Malone said it's time for Roswell to move away from the city's signature summer event, the UFO Festival, and move forward and promote cultural events. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.